CPR 61 for the week ending December 2nd, 2011. From my gun turret high top Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
I can see a smile on my TV, a spirit bound necessary, dementia of your deception. We'll be right back.
Child Death Cult and Radio Silence. We kicked it off with the Brides of Destruction. Now we got the Brains and Screaming.
Again, she was bloody and wet. Last I was driving, was on my way home, and I looked in the rearview, was not alone. Screaming, I've been screaming. On the corners of streets in my nightmares, I see her everywhere. Screaming, I've been screaming. On the corners of streets in my nightmares, I see her.
Amber and Tiffany.
With tats and piercings.
Campground Pirate Radio.
I'd like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they
Show and Zombies Ate Her Brain. And here's the Monsters and Acid Dreams. know where the hell I got that one from, but it's called Developers, and it's featuring Steve Ballmer of Microsoft. Oh, well. Hey, here's the Mutants. White Trash Trouble Man. Little Psycho Surf Lounge for ya. We'll be right back.
mother never saw the irony in calling him a son of a bitch. It's Uncle Waldo. Uncle Waldo.
How the hell are you, everybody? Hey, welcome on back to Campground Pirate Radio. And yes, I am back in the saddle again. No more of this English machine computer word, whatever the hell that thing was last week. But yep, I'm back, feeling a lot better. Been sick as a dog for like about the last 6 weeks. I mean, something got into my chest and just pretty much blew out my throat and was coughing and hacking and all sorts of wonderful, beautiful things like that. But anyway, hey, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I did. Had friends and family and outlaws and in-laws and everybody show up around the house. Me and Miss Stephanie cooked up the bird and the fixins, and my mom stopped on by, brought a bunch of goodies over here. Oh, my God. I am right now living in a turkey coma. I've got more damn turkey in the house. We had turkey for Thanksgiving. We got turkey enchiladas coming up. I've had turkey soup. Good Christ. The other night, I went over to McDonald's so I can get some non-food items back into my system. Hey, we got some featured bands here. We got more from the Scarlets. We got Vicky and the Vengeance. We got the Perms. But right now, we're going to kick it off with the Mission Creeps. This is Nano Machines with Intent to Kill.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Vadavi.
DVD ships by or before December 6th. Available for pre-order at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. Makes the perfect holiday gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
Another hour of the best music. Starts right now on
Campground Pirate Radio.
And she's evil. I feel like sticking around with the psychobilly here for tonight. This is Kitty in a Casket, Brian of the Monster.
Thank you.
Don't get older.
What you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths.
This is the Scarecrows.
In particular, Sally Hardesty and her invalid brother, Franklin.
And the title track is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
They were young, and had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon drive became a nightmare. The events of that day were to lead you to the discovery of one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. You don't know where it's been.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Stormy Trio featuring Rhythm Sophie. Here's a band called Lucy. Boogie is to Assassin. Bring My Baby Back. It's a band called Tight Fitting Pants and Sexy Family.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. Now, back in October 30th, a Florida state trooper actually pulled over a Miami Police Department officer in a marked squad car for traveling in excess of 120 miles per hour on the freeway, weaving in and out of traffic and doing so without lights and sirens. She ultimately executed a felony stop, which includes a drawn weapon, loud voice commands, and requiring the driver to exit the vehicle and submit to handcuffing at gunpoint. She cuffed him and stuffed him. Turns out the MPD officer was on his way not to an urgent call, but an off-duty event at a private school with some very important people present. That means politicians. Anyway, he was cited for misdemeanor reckless driving and released, but only after a lengthy bitching out by the FHP trooper. You can bet your ass that if an average citizen were going 120 on the freeway and weaving in and out of traffic and failing to stop for 7 solid minutes of hot pursuit with lights and sirens blaring, he'd get a lot worse than a stint in cuffs and a stern talking to. He'd have his head caved in while the Fox News chopper circled overhead. It appears that this incident is the culmination of a long-standing situation wherein MPD officers drive at crazy speeds on highways patrolled by the FHP, expecting what is known as professional courtesy from the troopers, meaning essentially that speeding laws simply don't apply to Miami police officers like they do to the rest of us. Apparently, Miami PD have worn out their welcome on the freeways of Southern Florida and exhausted any professional courtesy the FHP was formerly willing to extend. Ultimately, what galls me the most is the sense of entitlement to this double standard that pervades the law enforcement community and the culture of back-scratching, cover-ups, and outright dishonesty that goes along with it. Police can literally get away with murder, and their co-workers are loath to do anything about it. Honest cops who do stand up and enforce the law against misbehaving fellow officers have their careers destroyed, or at the very least can expect to get no assistance or backup if their lives are ever actually in danger. They'll make no bones about it either, and they certainly have it in this case. They're happy to declare out in the open for all to see that their brotherhood and loyalty to each other is far more important than actually obeying the laws they themselves are charged with enforcing on everyone else. It absolutely creates corruption, fosters abuse of authority, and guarantees that the worst of the worst ascend to ever higher positions within the force, while the good guys get run out of their jobs altogether. In the aftermath of this event, the brazenness with which the Leos on sites like Police One, Big City Cops, or even YouTube assert that they ought to be entirely immune from any kind of restraint on their driving, or anything else for that matter, regardless of where they are going or why, is almost shocking until you remember these are the police. They typically recognize no authority but their own. However, that attitude is particularly ironic in light of recent events in Tucson, Arizona. Just a couple of days ago, a suspect managed to steal a police car and lead the cops and sheriff's deputies on an 80-mile high-speed chase on the freeway at speeds in excess of 120 miles per hour. And that trooper really had no reason not to assume a crime was in progress. And she was right. For once, a cop got a taste of his own medicine, and it was apparently a very bitter pill to swallow.
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant people! Boy, is he nuts. It couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony! See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That's the Zanies and Mad Scientist. Here's the Surfman and Ghost Hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the Leopards and Down That Line. Get the Vice Barons here, Fuzzy and Wild. Of a Muff song. End it all.
The damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
I've been out here for a long time, surviving the only way I know how. The last man on Earth for all I know. But I can't stop searching for her. Not yet. I need to believe she's still alive out there. Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's a band we featured not too long ago, Reckless Ones. Dead and Gone. And here's the Hell Freaks and Boogeyman.
I can hear you breathing. Nobody here in the cradle does that anymore. How did you get in? Will you help me?
Bye.
Resurrex and Dia de los Muertos. Got some necromantics here for ya. Love that song. Hey, I want to thank everybody for coming on out and joining me one more time here for this special elongated version of Campground Pirate Radio. Just wanted to make sure I made your ears bleed a little extra special this week. Hey, do you want to hear your music featured on this show? Then send me a WAV, AIF, or MP3 file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. Keep it under 25 megs, and like I've always said, if I like it, I'll play it. And I'll tell you, I'm starting to run a little bit low on some submitted music there, people, so you better start getting it on into me. So before I take on off into that western sunset and go hork up another lung here, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. We're going to leave you with Stellar Corpses and Love Like This. See y'all next week. Peace. Bye-bye.
Minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.